Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Last Friday, after a week of contentious floor debate, last-minute wrangling, and the requisite partisan bickering, we finally got the motion we've all been waiting for.
Mr. Speaker, on day 88 of the 65th legislative session, I move sine die.
You've heard the motion, sine die. All those in favor vote aye, those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 58 representatives have voted aye, 42 have voted no.
Motion passes.
And with that, the 65th session of the Montana Legislature draws to a close. For the past 4 months, our team has been at the Capitol every day fighting for life, marriage and family, religious freedom, and school choice. So how did we do? From our perspective, the session was a success, and with the exception of one bill, we ended almost exactly as predicted. For us, job one in any session is to kill the bad bills, and this session there were four. The first was House Bill 417, a bill to include the term sexual orientation and gender identity as protected classes under Montana human rights law. These are the types of laws that have been used in other states to force Christians to participate in things like same-sex marriage. We killed the bill on February 20th. The second was a bill to place Christian youth treatment homes under state control. We've been fighting that bill for 8 years and were able to kill the bill on March 24th. The third was an attempt to abolish marriage licenses in Montana. This bill was ill-conceived, poorly timed, and full of potential unintended consequences. We urge the legislature to kill the bill, take time to study the issue, and understand all of the ramifications. That bill died on April 10th. The last was a bill that was resurrected during the final week of the session. It was House Bill 376, a bill to create public charter schools. It's a concept we support, but this bill was hijacked by a group of liberal Republicans and amended to the point that it became a bill written by the teachers' union for the teachers' union. Essentially, it was charter schools in name only. It's a shame when you fight for a bill, then have to kill it because it no longer does what you expected. That bill died on April 26th, 2 days before the end of the session. So you see, it's important to stay alert and engage right up until the very end. Our greatest disappointment this session was the failure of House Bill 609, a ballot referendum that would have stopped schools from allowing boys to use girls' restrooms, locker rooms, and shower facilities. The bill was greased. It had 78 co-sponsors, including the leadership of both houses, and, according to recent polling, the people support the concept by nearly 70%. In the end, it was killed by four Republican members of the House Judiciary Committee, two of whom lied to us regarding their support of the bill. But the battle's not over. We're collecting the signatures necessary to put the issue on the ballot. Next week, we'll reflect on the bills that we supported. But for now, the good news is that the legislature has adjourned, and the last tail light of the last legislator's car has disappeared over the hill leading out of Helena. Sleep well, Montana. You're safe for another 2 years. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.